Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Secure Your Life. This is Mosaic Monday. I am your host, Diamond Taylor. We're going to have a fabulous, fabulous show today. Today is all about you on Mosaic Monday. This is a segment where we talk about various financial topics with on-time solutions from A to Z. Real talk, no holds bar advice, and lessons on how you can end your financial nightmare. That is right. Here on Mosaic Monday, we have so much in store for you. We're going to talk about what to do to be proactive. That's right. It's all about being proactive on this show today. Financially proactive. What exactly does that mean? What does it mean to be financially proactive? Well, for starters, what it means is to take a close look at your personal finances. There are several steps to doing this. So let's break down the word proactive first. And what exactly does proactive mean? You have to take an active participation in your future problems, meaning to change and anticipate change rather than being reactive to events. So I will repeat that again. The word proactive means acting in anticipation of future problems, needs, or changes, or anticipating changes rather than reacting to events. So that is our word for the month on Mosaic Monday. We're going to be taking our time to really look at our personal finances. If you just joined us, you are listening to Secure Your Life. Today is Mosaic Monday, and we are taking a variety of financial topics with on-time solutions for you because today is all about you on Mosaic Monday. I'm going to put our disclaimer, and we're going to come back, and we're going to dive right into being financially proactive. So right after these messages, I'll be right back.
Welcome to Secure Your Life. It is time for us to do a little housekeeping and give you our disclaimer. The views and opinions expressed on the show may not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of the host, the sponsors, this station, and Paragon Productions. The content and or information that is referenced and referred to on this show is intended for entertainment and informational purposes only. We encourage our listeners to seek direct consultation from qualified, licensed, and certified professionals. The purpose of the show is to provide you an open forum where one is free to express his or her opinion in a no-holds-barred discussion about money, personal finances, and business matters. Now, it is time for you to sit back and participate and enjoy the show. And once again, thank you for joining us for Secure Your Life.
Okay, we are back. You are listening to Secure Your Life. I am your host, Diamond Taylor, and today is Mosaic Monday. We're talking about being financially proactive. So in such, I have an announcement that we need to make. On April 4th, 2012, at 7 p.m., there is a free credit repair education info session that is going to be sponsored by none other than Secure Your Life. That's right. We're going to be revealing some information that your creditors do not want you to know. And I am personally inviting you to join us for this special event. You need to call 773-377-5503 for more information. They're going to reveal to you, that's right, they're going to reveal personally to you how you can get paid for errors that are on your credit report. And this is something that your creditors do not want you to know about. You can definitely get paid for errors that are on your credit report. So for more information about our event that is going to happen on April 4th at 7 p.m., that is Central Standard Time, and it is a webinar, and it is free. This is a free education information session, and we're going to be revealing to you some information that you definitely need to know. So I suggest that you tell a friend and get this information right away. It's going to be on April 4th at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. It is a webinar, so you don't have to go anywhere, but if you want information about this, and space is limited for registration, you must call 773-377-5503. Again, that is area code 773-377-5503 for this free credit repair information info session where we're going to be revealing some wonderful, great information on how you can get paid for the errors that are on your credit report. If you'd like to email us, you can do that as well, and you want to email classes, that is CLASSES, at secureyourlife.net. So that's classes with an S at secureyourlife.net, and we spell secure your life as SECURE, the word YOUR. Life is always spelled LYFE.NET. So you want classes at secureyourlife.net so that you can reserve your space for this free credit education information session where we're going to reveal to you how you can get paid for the errors that are on your credit report. And that is being proactive, because today we're talking about being proactive in our finances. So if you want to be financially proactive, you definitely want to join us for this special event. Now, let us get back to our topic again. What does it mean to be financially proactive? There are several steps to being financially proactive, and we're only going to go into some of them today. The first thing that you're going to need to do is to gather all of your bills, your bank statement, insurance policies, retirement savings portfolios, and your pay stub. And I know I just said a mouthful, but we're going to take this step by step. So for the month of April, we're going to be talking about how to become financially proactive, and we're going to take one step at a time. So our first step will be for you to actually just get your bank statements. That's right. Gather up all of your bank statements. exactly what we need to do to be financially proactive. On your bank statement, there are several things that are going on. And if you have direct deposit, that's a great thing. But if you have automatic withdrawals from your account, that may be something that you need to really look at. Although it's convenient, but you really do need to look at where the money goes. So if you have an ATM card that is attached to your account and you use it frequently without taking the time to really look at those purchases that you're making, this is the time to do that and be completely proactive. So if you ever asked your question, where does all the money go? We're going to take our time to actually look at that issue. When you look at your bank statement, it is a report card of everything that you have done in that month with your money. So when you take your ATM card or your debit card and you're swiping it and you're taking money out of the ATM, that little magic box that gives you money that goes against your bank account, and the little plastic that has the Visa logo that is attached to your bank account, that debit card, can be a plus, but it also can be your enemy when you're just using it unwisely. So we're going to take a close look at it, and I want you to get your bank statements, and I want you to get a highlighter and a piece of paper and that calculator, and we're going to sit down and we're going to comb through the bank statement. That's one of the things you can definitely do by being proactive. So this week, your assignment will be to take out, since this is April the 2nd, you're going to take out March bank statement. And I want you to comb through it. Get that highlighter and get a piece of paper. It takes some time. And look through it and actually see exactly how much did you spend this month? How much of those things that was on it were bills? How much of it was just insignificant, miscellaneous purchases that you probably could have done something else with? And that's necessarily the things that you really needed, but just kind of stuff that was just there. And we're going to take our time and look through that. If you want more hot tips on how you can be financially proactive and you want a detailed list, I encourage you to email us at info@secureyourlife.net, and we will email you back our quick tip guide on how to be financially proactive when it comes to your bank account. So this week, your assignment is to go through March's statement, look at it carefully with a highlighter, and go through all of those purchases that were with an ATM or your debit card and highlight those things. So, and then have a calculator at hand and see how much money you actually spent. And that way, you'll find out exactly where the money has gone. So if you have more months than you have money, then you need to start taking a close look at those little bitty purchases that add up to go against your financial crunch. So we want to be proactively looking at our finances. So in doing so, that is your assignment, looking at your bank statement with a highlighter, taking your time to comb through and actually look at what's going on or not going on in your wallet. I'm going to open up the phone lines if you're listening to us and you just joined us. You're listening to Secure Your Life. Today is Mosaic Monday. It is all about you on Mosaic Monday. We take your emails, your tweets, and your chat messages, and we collect them, and we actually talk about the subjects that you want to talk about. So today we're talking about how to be financially proactive, because one of our listeners said that they wanted tips on how to do that. If you'd like to add your 2 cents to it, give us a call at area code 347-884-9343. Again, that is area code 347-884-9343. Or you can join us in the chat room. The chat room is open. We want to hear from you. How are you becoming proactive financially? What are your tips that you can share with our audience? I will definitely read those tips over the air, as well as your tweets. We want to hear from you. We're on Twitter as well, so you can go to Secure Your Life at Twitter. And I will tweet away and I will actually read your tweets over the air. So we're going to be dealing with some really crucial issues. I want to talk a little bit about your money management, handling your family's finances. You need to handle them like a business. Believe it or not, you need to meet with yourself biweekly. That means every 2 weeks, the same pattern that you get paid, or if you own your own business, you still need to do the same thing. If you are single, you still need to set aside at least 30 minutes to sit down and structure a goal for yourself. And when you do this, you meet with yourself regularly. You're going to hold these meetings, and you're going to sit down, get the bank statements out, and really look at those things, comb through it, get all of your bills, and make sure that you comb through those as well, because sometimes there are charges on those bills that don't reflect what you have actually used, and you need to keep in constant contact with these people and let them know, hey, I didn't authorize this charge. What is this extra charge on my bill? And so you need to do that, and being proactive can actually help you keep more of your money in your pocket. So that is one of our tips that we're definitely going to be talking about in the future as well, how you need to be proactive with that. Now, as far as your credit, we need to be proactive in exercising our rights as far as that. And that's one of the things that are going to be talked about on April 4th at the education information session. We're going to have a credit information session, and we're going to talk about things that you need to be on top of and being proactive with. And when you get your credit card statements, you need to really look at it with a fine-tooth comb to make sure that you are staying on top of the finance charges, that you're staying on top of how much your finance rate is, what your actual debt is, how much are you really paying for the purchases that you're making. Did you really need to use your credit card? Your credit card needs to be a last resort, not your first option. That piece of plastic actually can either be a saving grace or it can be a noose around your neck. And on Secure Your Life, we try to help you relieve the financial pressure and actually help you be more proactive. That's our word for the month, being financially proactive. We want you to be proactive and staying on top of your personal finance. And you definitely need to look at the loopholes that are on your credit card statement, because they're going to be trying to find ways in order to make money. And if you were one of the ones that recently was affected by some things that the credit card companies are doing, which means they have lowered your rate for how much you are allotted. So if that has happened to you, if your account was closed or reduced, your limit, your credit limit was reduced, or your account closed for any reason, and you believe that should not have happened to you, you need to call them, find out what happened and why. Because if you've been paying your bills on time and you disagree with the terms in which they have set for you, which means that you've been in good standing with them, you've paid them, and they have still lowered your limit or closed your account, you need to find out why. And if you disagree, you need to challenge them on that. And those things are being very proactive on your behalf. You definitely need to do that. Now, as far as the debt management, keeping abreast of your credit card news and developments to work in your favor, you need to work on paying down that credit card debt. Banks and credit card issuers are losing money because of the recent legislation that has been put forth. So believe you me, they are trying to find many ways to offset the cost of them losing the money. So what you need to do is to make sure that you're looking at your statement. Every piece of mail that comes from your bank or your credit card company, you need to look at the fine print and make sure that you stay on top of it. Any new policies that they try to put in place, you need to look at that, because I know I have been guilty in the past of not paying close attention to the stuff that comes in my statements, the little booklet that tells you stuff that they've changed or policies that they've changed. You really don't take time to comb through it. comb through it, be proactive people, and look at those things because actually they affect you. They affect your bottom line. They affect how much you pay. They affect the finance charges that you end up having to accrue over time. So you definitely need to look at that. The federal government has done a great job in educating consumers. So if you want to find out more information about your rights, you can go to the Federal Trade Commission's web address, which is www.ftc.gov, and get all of the information about your rights when it comes to the credit card companies. You can also go to the Federal Reserve website, and both of them, they talk about consumer protection and what you can do. It's just a wealth of information on credit card laws, your rights as a consumer. You want to go to www.federalreserve.gov. And if you missed all of that, you can always go and email us at Secure Your Life. So that's info@secureyourlife.net, and we will actually give you all of that information and more about stuff that we talk about on our show. And so remember, we're going to be, one, we're going to be financially proactive, and your assignment for this week is to get out your bank statements with a highlighter. You're going to need pen and paper and your calculator, and we're going to find out exactly where did all the money go. So with that in mind, this has been a great, great episode of Mosaic Monday. We encourage you to be proactive. Have a wonderful, fabulous week. And I'm going to tell you once again, you are not going to want to miss this life-changing information that is going to happen on April 4th. We're talking about the CreditWise Empowerment Program will reveal information that your creditors don't want you to know. This is a free webinar event on the 4th of April at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. We're going to help you fix your credit and get paid to do so. So here's the thing. We're going to reveal information that your creditors don't want you to know. And here's the information. You, that's right, you, Y-O-U, you can get paid for errors that are on your credit report. So if you want to be proactive and find out how you can actually get more money in your pocket based on errors that are on your credit report, you're not going to want to miss this life-changing event on April 4th at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. You want this information, you need to actually call to reserve your spot, 773-377-5503. Again, that is 773-377-5503. Or you can email us and we will actually reserve your spot. You can email us at info@secureyourlife.net or classes@secureyourlife.net. That is SCALLACCESS@secureyourlife.net. Once again, that is classes@secureyourlife, and life is spelled with an Y, and it's LYFE.NET. So classes@secureyourlife.net. You're not going to want to miss this event. Will change your life, and you can actually put more money in your pocket by learning what the creditors don't want you to know. You can get paid for the errors that are on your credit report. So until next time, I will tell you to have a great week and be proactive when it comes to your personal finances. Happy Mosaic Monday. Until tomorrow when we have Tough Talk Tuesday. See you then, and goodbye. Borrowed the rest, money, AC, paper, and heat pad.
can fast.